chasing pickleballs. Don't hit to the opponent with shots that they're used to. I know that you're gonna chase that ball all over the place, but you're gonna run out of gas.
Okay. Did you like the new...
I was going to say, we got a new open there, Fran.
Caught me off guard. Wow. Hello, pickleball world.
Hello.
It's pickleball and pickle chat with Kitty and Donna.
Hi.
And what a day it is for pickle today.
Wow. Really nice. I know Donna played today. How was it, Donna?
Windy and nice.
Yeah.
We actually started later than usual. A little nippy out there this morning. We layered.
Yeah, people are starting a little later, I've noticed, with that chill in the Florida December air. And wind, too. It seems like it's more windy in the winter.
Well, I think whether you're doing fishing or pickleball, when it gets cold out, we just start a little later. It's nicer. I mean,
Right.
Why go out at 7 o'clock when it's nasty and cold, and when you can go out at 10 o'clock and it's wonderful?
I hear you there.
Julie had her gloves on.
Did she really? Julie.
She had coats initially.
And she hasn't felt well. I hope I didn't pass on to her what I had.
She was just getting over something. You could hear it in her voice.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I didn't play for 2 weeks.
So I've been out in the country. So I haven't played either.
Yeah.
And today, first game, nervous wreck, thinking, God, I'm going to be probably so tired and everything. Kathy and I killed it.
Wow. Who'd you play?
Does that really matter?
Yes. Yes, because you either killed it or you killed it. Okay, so tell us about your international journey.
Oh, so we did an Africa hunting and fishing trip.
Oh, my God.
So fun. Jan and I,
memories.
We nailed it.
What'd you hunt?
So I got a blessed buck. She got a blessed buck, and she got an impala. And I got a wildebeest. And the other one I don't want to say because I don't know that the public will understand it, but it was a nice big animal.
Oh, no.
That's
don't
cool.
even tell me.
That's cool.
An elephant?
No. It was
a
actually
giraffe?
One of the best meats I'd had. And I had never tried this particular game before. The most tender, beef-like tasting. Oh, my God, it was delicious. So my Thanksgiving was a surf and turf, and we caught the fish, too.
What kind of fish did you catch?
Oh, my gosh. The big popular one that we caught was a carpenter, which I'd never heard of. None of the names I'd heard of. So I actually had to grill the guy at the end and say, what was the name of this one? What was the name of that one? One looked like Nemo.
Oh, God. And you ate it?
We got rock cod, santer, Cape salmon.
Mm.
So some really interesting fish.
What was your surf and turf then?
Zebra.
Oh, she killed
and
a zebra.
And carpenter.
The zebra's really good, isn't it? Yeah.
It really was delicious. And
you know,
it's game control. I mean, they had so many animals they really need to keep in this area, and they monitor it.
Here's something.
So they call the herd.
Well, it's not even that. If people are paying to come over, and they're making all this money on the different animals, and you're eating them. Do we have a shortage of cows or pigs in this country?
No.
Okay. We do have a shortage of some other animals because nobody eats them, nobody uses their fur, nobody uses anything. People got out away from using natural products like mink and all these wonderful furs that we used to have because they wanted plastic instead.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Well, the one thing is the food does get donated to the
right.
The villagers love it. I mean, there's a school there that really needs it. So there's nothing goes to waste, that's for sure. And you know what? It's organic.
Yeah.
Truly,
right.
In its true sense.
No pesticides. I have a beaver coat full length.
And it's wonderful, isn't it?
It's the warmest coat. And I needed it living in the Midwest in the winters. And look what happened to our environment.
All right, back to pickleball.
No, wait, I
got to
say one more thing about that. I have a girlfriend that grew up on a mink farm. Man, is she tough. She'd tell me how her dad taught her to just break the necks of the mink. That's how they harvested them.
I did skin mink for one season. I helped out. I was probably about 13. And tough job.
Yeah.
Nasty, horrible.
She's tough.
Oh, man, that was one I remember because one of the neighbors had a huge mink farm. and they did dairy cattle and mink and all that. And everybody who lived in that area all waited for mink season because it always happened right before Christmas. So they always made a bunch of extra Christmas money. It was kind of like mullet season down here where everybody would try and make their extra money from it. And then that whole I want to wear gasoline came in. And but pickleball is fun. And all we're saying is we agree with you. It's good. I do. Not everybody does, but I sure do.
So you played today and...
First time in, what, 12, 13 days, I think I was having pickleball withdrawals.
Yeah, I know. I've had a hiatus, too, and I've felt the jitters.
They don't know about pickleball in South Africa, you know.
I was going to ask you, did you hear about it or see it? Did you talk to anyone about it?
No one knows what it is.
Really?
Nope.
I wonder if
that was only in South Africa, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I wonder if in the big city down there, like Johannesburg or something.
I have no idea.
Because it really is, you know, going across the continent. For that World Pickleball Championship that we have coming at the end of December, at the end of this year, there's going to be people from all different countries.
Yeah.
And did you see the request from people asking if you want to host a pickleball player from another country in your home for 4 days?
No, I didn't see that.
Because I thought you might
That's
be into
awesome.
That. I don't have the room. Otherwise, I would.
I do, and I think I would consider it, actually.
Yeah. I think You're Gloria put it on there and asked people if they wanted to. So, I mean, you'd learn a lot about another country. You'd make a friend.
And help someone out.
Right.
Nice. So. Well, let's talk about this thing you corned me into.
Oh, yeah. We're doing, Don and I are going to do a fundraiser. Not a tournament. It's a fundraiser.
That's the only reason I agree, because I was thinking I'm not into
I know,
this
she
competition
hates tournaments.
Thing.
Florida Southwestern College. It's a fundraiser for their National Honor Society. And it's kind of a different setup. You have a partner. You each play six games.
Six games, yeah, I saw that.
They're not to 11. They're timed. So and I didn't ask how long are they. But once the time is up, whatever the score is, the people who win get two playing cards. The losers get one card. After three games in the middle, they're going to break for food and some more contests and fun. And then at the end, whoever gets the best poker hand, and hopefully you would like to have 12 cards, you know, that would be the max you could get instead of six, you get to pick the prizes first. They're going to have all kinds of prizes, and you get first pick.
Oh.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
So it's actually luck if you win because of the cards. And so that shouldn't change people's personalities.
That's what Donna worries about when people get too competitive.
Yeah. And
wait, does my personality change?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
In what way?
Oh, my God.
Come on,
please,
you can tell me.
Don't have me do this to you. Over.
Okay, I like to win.
But it goes for a good cause, and I think that I love anything that's for charity.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, there's something about the fallen or the soldiers' angels, so maybe they give some to veterans or to people who are active duty.
Yeah. I looked at it real quick when you sent the second link, so I really didn't go beyond that. You know, I'm just getting back. But
first link was wrong.
I know, wouldn't connect. No.
We got it, though. So, you know, a lot of the news in the pickleball world last month was the passing of Barney McCollum. Do you know who Barney was?
No, I remember you did mention that before, and I wasn't aware of him at all.
He was one of the co-founders of pickleball. He was 94 years old.
Wow.
And, I mean, I didn't know all this about him. What a cool guy. First of all, he solidified the game rules and balance by introducing the non-volley zone and double bounce rule.
So he wrote the rule book.
Well, he solidified the rules, I said, by coming up with that. He was an inventor and an entrepreneur, and then he applied his marketing know-how to pickleball. Okay, so he took the opportunity to advertise pickleball starter kits for $29.50 in 1975.
A starter kit?
Yeah,
what the heck's a starter kit?
A paddle, a ball, and I don't
Must
know.
Must be a net.
Yeah, I didn't ask. Maybe, huh? But he was so overwhelmed with orders that he had to cut paddles from sheets of plywood to handle all the orders.
Why? What would they have otherwise been cut with back then?
Well, I think they were already cut, you know, and he had them stored to sell. And then the orders came so quickly and he needed so many, he had to get new sheets of plywood and cut his own.
So they used plywood.
A lot of the stuff, a lot of paddles and stuff aren't actually made from plywood. What they're made out of is wood laminated. They glue a sheet that goes up and down, then they glue the next sheet sideways and the next one up and down. So the grains are different, so they're actually more strength. So he was probably gluing sheets of wood together.
Right.
And the reason the plywood is a big deal is because if you don't have the time to glue all that wood together yourself, plywood's the next best option.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So
you don't need multiple layers, I guess.
Right. He went from trying to do each one a custom paddle with different layers of woodwork and different grains in different directions to basically probably buying like a marine-grade plywood, which doesn't have the gaps or holes that standard plywood has.
Oh.
Trying to use a normal, like, plywood you would put on your house, you would end up with little gaps and holes all over it, so you wouldn't get a good paddle. But a marine-grade would save him a lot of time and effort, but he probably started out actually gluing them together. That's the way I would make a paddle.
Hmm. Starter kit.
I know, starter kit. Well, I don't know. I don't think our paddles are made of wood anymore. Any wood.
No, they're graphite.
Yeah, they're all different composites.
Materials. Yeah.
And get this. He was the first player to experiment with the third shot dink to advance players to the kitchen eye. His name is all over pickleball.
I thought it was called third shot drop.
It is, but it is a dink.
Yeah,
you know
I suppose
that.
You're throwing them up to
it's
the front.
Just, yeah, it's just a dink that you perform from way behind the net. How's your third shot drop going lately?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah. When I think about it, I don't always think about it. I have to actually make myself think about it to try it, you know?
I don't know. On this show, I kind of feel like the third shot dink myself. You know?
Third shot drop. It's when you dink, but you dink from way back near the serving line because you're the third shot. So how it's supposed to go is you serve low and deep. You return it to just to the left of the middle line to the server. That's how it's supposed to go. And then the third shot, you do a nice arched. You just want to drop it over the net into the kitchen line. But at that point, you're generally back, so you do it from a long distance. And it does take practice and finesse.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I have to be thinking about it to try it. I have to, like, say, I think now I'm going to do the third shot drop. You know, I have to, like, say it in my head.
It's a third shot drop kind of day.
Yeah.
I love it.
But Kathy's good at, like, getting you to think about strategy and what are the other teams doing. So usually she'll be the one that comes up with
strategy. She's a good strategic player, that's for sure. So who else was there today?
Julie was there. I played with her.
Good.
I saw Peter from Habitat for Humanity. I didn't play with him, but I saw him. Nancy and Jim were there.
Barb?
I did not see Barb, and I wanted to see Barb because I had something to follow up with her.
How about Peggy?
Nope.
No? Huh. So was it busy or not?
It was actually never really that much time to wait, maybe a minute or two occasionally.
And were they using both sets of courts?
Both sets were being used, and it was full. But I went to the back of the courts. Unfortunately, I ended up playing with the same people most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy ended up moving over to play with Julie and Nancy and Jim, and we played, it seemed like the same four people the rest of the
So who did you play with when you weren't playing with Kathy?
So I met someone new, and I can't even remember his name.
And was he fun to play with?
He was. Actually, he was very, very nice guy.
Was he a good player?
We all played pretty compatible because when we switched, you know how you start playing, and then you say, all right, let's play another game. There's no one up.
Yeah.
And then you rotate one.
Right.
Well, first time we played Girls Against Guys, and we won.
Awesome.
That was awesome. And then we rotated. Husband and wife team played against, they wanted to be partners. And so anyway, we rotated and kind of mixed it up a little bit because you could see who had strengths and who had what weaknesses. And it kind of shifted the play by switching us all around.
Yeah, that definitely are new games when you do that. I like doing that.
So it was a good day. Windy, chilly, but nice.
Yeah, I played on Monday, and it was the first time I played in 2 weeks because I had that nasty respiratory thing going on. And there was rain all over the courts. And I was like, when did this come? And Peggy said it rained. It poured at 4 in the morning.
Wow.
So we had to shovel off the courts, you know, dry them up with the
squeegee.
Apparatus.
Squeegee?
Yeah, with the big squeegee. The big, big, big squeegee.
Yeah.
You feel like a horse attached to a plow when that happens.
God, you were sick before I left.
I know. I don't know. John brought it back from Chicago. His son was sick.
Oh, man. Brought that lingered.
Brought the plague into our house. I was not happy.
I was thinking today, Julie had just said she came off a cold, and she sounded it. And I'm like, don't give it to me. I've just traveled across the world. I seem to escape.
Yes.
I wiped down everything on my seats on the airplane, made sure I was extra cautious.
Smart move, because I've gotten sick on planes and going to other countries many a times.
I didn't want to come back here and then get something from Julie, but she said she was out of the contagious phase.
Yeah,
so
Julie would know. Good. Did her husband get it?
No, I don't. She didn't mention that.
Good.
How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, I had a great time. I went to Texas. I saw my sister.
I didn't know you left.
Yeah, my sister, my brother, all my nieces and nephews.
Oh, my gosh.
There were 15 of us.
I saw the nice family picture.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. And my niece surprised us by telling us she was pregnant with her first child. Then she takes this little picture out of her pocket and she says to me, I'm also carrying on Grandma Trudy's other tradition, because both my parents recently passed, so it was kind of a memorial for them at the same time. And she took this little picture out of her pocket, and I yelled, oh, my God, it's twins, because my mom was a twin.
Oh, wow.
So there
cute.
You go. So we're all excited about that. They're due in June.
Nice.
They don't know the sex or anything, and they wouldn't tell us the names they were thinking about, but very exciting. Circle of life.
It felt weird being out of the country.
I
actually had to concentrate on when Thanksgiving Day was.
I bet.
So I could send work back to the family. But it's just, of course, it's not a holiday for them. And
no.
I kept thinking, we're having surf and turf.
So no turkey
for me.
That's the
most interesting Thanksgiving dinner, but awesome.
I bet. You'll remember that forever.
Yeah.
What was the best part of your trip?
So there were so many parts that were so fun.
Well, you sent me that picture with an elephant. That was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, we went to a sanctuary, too, which lets you get up close and intimate, sort of. So that was interesting. But I have to say, I think the hunting.
Wow.
And I was not expecting to say that because I'm not a hunter. Jan doesn't hunt. I think it was because we were so proud of ourselves that when we target shot, we were, you know, it was like Annie Oakley, for God's sake. We were right on.
I could just see you.
And then
I could just see the both of you.
Then we just said, let's do it. Let's just go out and see if the opportunity works. And I'll give Jan credit. She was first up, and
she nailed it.
Got her impala.
Oh, boy, I bet she was excited.
And so that took all the, you know, she had, like, the pressure. So that kind of, like, was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, she got one. We can do this.
Yeah. Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
What was the weather like? Was it
actually really warm. Cool mornings and cool nights.
Yeah, well, you're close to the equator, and it's kind of...
I'm probably very comfortable, though.
Yeah.
And as you move south, it gets cooler, believe it or not, because you're moving away from the equator.
Okay, right, sure.
When we're up north, we're actually layering ourselves. So you start out with a light jacket, and then as the day goes on, you're in shorts and you're sunscreening like crazy.
Wow.
And it's hot.
Yeah. What were the accommodations like?
Well, we moved around. We had some nice camps. We stayed in some... The first place was a hunting camp with several buildings right on the water. It was like a river running through there, and then we moved on to a cultural village and stayed inside these like really cool dome shaped.
They like tents.
They were authentic African huts.
Oh, cool!
But they were like glamping tents in a way.
So you didn't sleep on the ground.
No. Beautiful accommodations, actually. Right in an active village.
Wow.
That was interesting, but I didn't really care for it seemed like entertainment. So everything had a different flair to it. And then we moved on from there to this beautiful, we flew from Johannesburg to the southernmost part of the country. I should say, and continent. Port Elizabeth, and we traveled to Jeffreys Bay, We were right on the beach. I mean, nice. I had breakfast and people were walking on the public beach right there, like envying where we were.
Yeah, I bet.
It was awesome.
Like, how did these people get this site?
Yeah, so it was wonderful.
Good. So what are your future pickleball plans? You going to play tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got to get back in the routine. First of all, I got to take off some of this extra poundage that I know I
put on.
From
the serpent turf.
Yeah.
African style.
And I really missed it and missed seeing everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
Missed seeing you, Kitty.
Oh, I missed you too, Donna. Dee Dee, my friend. But tomorrow I'll kick your butt on the court.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding. So,
what are we going to talk about next week? We've got some cool tournaments
coming up. I think we should bring some
guests.
We're going to bring some guests on. It's time.
Well, surprising everyone.
All right. Yep. There you go. We'll bring some other pickleballer friends.
All right. We'll wait for next week. Surprise guest. Okay. Can't wait to talk about this one.
All right. Until then, everyone, happy pickling.
Okay. Bye.
I hit the ball. You hit it back again. This game is called pickleball. I hit the ball. You hit it back again. This game is called pickleball. I hit the ball. You hit it back again. This game is called pickleball. I hit the ball. You hit it back again. This game is called pickleball. Taking the ball away. Taking the ball away. We make a big dink. We make a little dink. We make a good dink. We make a bad dink. We make a dink that reminds us of the good times. We make a dink that reminds us of the better times. You should play pickleball. You'll love it if you try. Everyone I know is addicted. If you play, then you'll know why. Now go and play pickleball. What are you waiting for? But I love playing. Can't stop, won't stop playing. It's like I got this addiction, but I don't mind. I'm thinking it is totally